Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu here at the Niagara Falls Comic Convention 2015. Pretty happy to be here once again with an old friend of the show, Mr. Jason Liu. How's it going, sir?
How's it going, Jaesu?
You remembered. Now, the last time we did a solo interview with you, I hadn't even read an issue of your comic yet. I was purchasing it that day.
Uh-huh.
Ended up loving it.
Awesome.
And then the last time I saw you, I picked up 2 and 3, and then 4 this weekend, and fantastic series, sir.
So it's been consistently enjoyable throughout.
Definitely. You can tell, and maybe I'm wrong here, inspired by the Marvel comics of the 70s and 80s?
Exactly. Okay. And you know, I make sure each issue is action-packed, full of excitement, a lot of humor in each panel. So it's well worth that dollar you're paying for that comic.
Yeah. And actually, let me mention the name of the book, because didn't do it yet, The Pitiful Human Lizard.
That's right, yeah. It's about this... I'll say the pitch as I've been saying it throughout this whole weekend. It's about this average guy who struggles to be the best superhero he can be for the city of Toronto, but he's not as... he's only as good as our hockey team, but not as rich, though. But that makes him a very grounded, street-level underdog superhero that we can connect with.
I love it. I got to ask you this. Other than the super heroics, how much of this is based on your life?
A little bit. at least a little bit. I'll leave it at that. Well, his mom is definitely inspired by my mom, and the mannerisms of his dad is the same with mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Issue number 2, he goes on an online date, and I've shared some of my experiences in the dating life.
Okay.
In that issue.
Okay. I assume you didn't have to take off to go fight crime during your date, though.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe you did.
That's a good cover story.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really need to get out of a bad date.
I'm trying to remember if that might have happened during my multiple man days. I can't tell.
Maybe.
When I was cosplaying for the charity group, X-Men of Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to mention, to go to that for a second, I think we were a month in when we started the podcast, and you might have been the first or second interview we did.
At the GTA Con in Burlington?
Yeah. So that was fantastic.
Hey, yeah, you got that on tape. Hopefully that tape will be worth a quarter.
maybe. You never know. Now, growing up and even today, what are some of the comics you're into?
I'm a huge fan of the Howard the Duck series right now.
That Chip Zdarsky?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. I love his sense of humor.
Yeah.
I was a fan of She-Hulk until it ended. And Ms. Marvel is another title that I still collect.
Yeah.
That's about it. I'm just too busy making my own comics than enjoying other people's comics.
Okay. And I'm going to say congratulations to you, because I'm from the Niagara area, and you had posted last night that you can now get your comics at Big B Comics here in the area.
Yeah, and if you ever checked out the Big B Comics in Niagara Falls, they've set up this great exhibit of this rich Canadian superhero history. They have a lot of Golden Age stuff. They have stuff like Freelance, Captain Canuck, some very rare stuff. And for my title to be part of that is just a huge honor. I was so flattered to be part of it. Last night there was a little industry night thing where we had all as many of the Canadian creators that were behind them. We had a good photo op of, because it's very rare when you can round up all that talent.
Yeah, definitely.
In one place.
I just missed you guys too. I came in around 10.
Oh, yeah. 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, I was already it was right after we went to the casino buffet, and I hit the slots
right
for a bit, and
there
went
you
to
go
a pub. By 10 o'clock, I was already at the pub.
Nice. So I know you're hard at work on issue 5. Anything you could spoil about it?
About issue number 5? Okay, well, you know, in issue number one, you really get to know Lucas Spirit, the human lizard. Issue number two, you're introduced to Barb. You get to know a bit about her. Issue number three, you meet Mother Wonder, who's Toronto's best superhero.
Yeah.
And you get to know more about her family as well. Issue number four, you get to see human lizard's best friend, the Majestic Rat, and you get to understand why they're best friends. Issue number five, everything just comes together. I'll say that.
Okay.
And also, yeah, it all happens in Onnisense.
Just looking at the cover for four, I dig the tribute to Power Man and Iron Fist from
you
the
got
80s.
It.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know, like the series all started from the inspiration of the old Marvel comics, and it's so fun to play around with stuff I'm inspired by just by paying tribute to the source of inspiration.
Well, you do it well, sir.
Thank you.
No problem. And when will issue 5 be hitting the streets?
August 8th. We're going to have a launch party at Silver Snail Comics.
Okay.
And that also happens to be my birthday.
Happy birthday in August.
Thank you.
Cool. And Fan Expo this year, maybe?
Definitely. All right. I'll definitely be there for Fan Expo.
Well, that's where I'll be picking up my copy then. I was going to say, I'm in the Niagara area, but let's be honest, I'm probably just going to grab them from you at conventions.
Sweet. Yeah, look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time. Like I said, you've been good to us since we started the podcast, and we appreciate that.
Oh, thanks for having me on board.
No problem. Great seeing you again. Enjoy the rest of the con.
You too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.